like Celebrity A was dating Celebrity B, and for some reason it didn't work out, so Celebrity A was making a stage exit left move by dating Celebrity C. And, you know, I don't even know the names of these people. Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, Mac Miller. These are people that I did not grow up listening to one of their songs. So I'd just rather call them Celebrities A, B, and C. But anywho, this girl was dating one guy and went ahead and made a quick transition to another guy. And allegedly they're getting tattoos. It wasn't even a quick turnaround. You know, it was one of those things that she already had the plan B on the side. And as soon as the going got tough there with the main couple, she slid, made a quick move, and made things all great with this next person. And the guy that was left behind started having a fit, getting drunk, and I think there was a DUI case. And one of the fans reached out to that girl, was like, "Hey, man, it's because of you." He went ahead and started doing all this cray-cray stuff, doing this negligent thing with drinking and not taking care of himself. And she goes on a tangent saying that, "Hey, it's not my responsibility. He's a grown man. It's not up to me to stay in a toxic situation because he doesn't have his stuff together." And I thought that resonated with me because simply, how many people do we know that are in such dilemmas that they're in relationships where they can't leave because they're afraid of the damage that person is going to do to themselves or to you? And they're trapped. And you'd be amazed how many people are out there like that, where they find out the person has an alcoholic problem or a drug problem or a mental issue, and they don't want to leave. They realize this. And the moment they want to go ahead and make that exit stage left, they're being held hostage because that person is threatening them with killing themselves, killing, you know, whatever extremes we always see, right, of people when they're madly in love. And I think that was very important because I think that story, even though it's just part of, you know, celebrity tabloids, whatever you want to call it, I think it's something that I know regular people, I know in my life that I've seen, I've talked to and engaged with, have been a part of. And it's a very sad thing to see that somebody, because they are dealing with PTSD or they're dealing with drinking problems or drug problems or pill popping problems, that they go ahead and hold that person hostage and want them to be part of that toxic spiral of the direction they're going. It's not fair to the person that wants to move on. And I hope that anybody out there, and again, this is just going back to my daughter, like if I die, I don't want her to be stuck in a situation like that. Get professional help, get law enforcement involved. I don't know, but you can't, the moment someone is doing things to not better themselves that are very detrimental to their health, and it's very toxic to the dynamic of you both being together, you gotta get out of there. And I think that's a very grown-up thing. It didn't seem like it was amicable, like from her end. You know, it's no different than that girl. You know, I talked to that girl. I still have her in the Instagram storyline, the one that I just went ahead and gave the Dear Minnow call. I said, "Hey, girl, I don't think this is going to work out." Even though I didn't do anything with her. Granted, I did not do anything with her. I did not live together. We only went on one date. And I knew the writing was on the wall. And I wasn't trying to fuck. I was like, I can't go there. This is going to cause a lot of issues. It goes back to that sex complicates things. So I knew that was going to happen, so I said, "Listen, girl, I got to go." And she's been sending all these passive-aggressive shots and postings, you know. She has one posted. "Sometimes the only closure you need is understanding that you deserve better." What else you got? I mean, it's just crazy. Just blasting pictures left and right. I mean, look, good for you. I don't care. I just see trouble. I see a lot of red lights, red flags, whatever you want to call it. When I see it, I'm out. And I always go back to that. I know what I don't want. So, that was not going to be part of it. I was not going to be calling you. I'm not going to be having to entertain you every free moment I have. You got to be kidding me. So, but going back to the situation with this girl leaving a toxic relationship, and then people having the gall to blame her for his spiraling down. No, it's on him. No, that's not on her. Sure, granted, I mean, it didn't help him at all, right? Because emotionally he's being down. Yeah, maybe she was talking to him on the side. You can't control that. For a woman to do that to you, let me just tell you something, guys. If a woman is out there with a guy while you're with her, that means you've been dogging her for a long period of time. All right? It's because you haven't held up your end of it. Because women don't get into a relationship to want to be with somebody else. Okay? They're either going to flirt with you because they want to make the person they really want mad at them and maybe make a move, or they're talking to somebody else because you dropped the ball for years. That's the experiences I've had, you know, where they just checked out. I've been with girls where they said, you know what, you're too boring, man. You're not jealous enough. I don't know what the heck that means. If being a gentleman and treating you with respect and trusting to be who you are, it's a problem. So be it. But you know, some women just want to feel like they're a property. They want to feel like they're, you know, and Ariana Grande, whoever this celebrity is, girl, is saying, you know what, that's not on me, dude. You figure it out. You know, I have my plan B, but man, I'm sure I gave you more than enough time to get your stuff together. I'm sure she did. Because I don't think she's going to go ahead. Like I said, women are just not programmed to go from, I've never seen it like that anyway. I've never seen it where if a girl's committed to a guy, she's saying to herself, I'm hitching my wagon on this guy for the end. But then when they see the bad stuff coming, then they're going to start making plan Bs, plan Cs. They're trying to get through, you know. And, of course, you know, he dropped the ball, and I guess there was a moment where she said, hey, that was enough for me, and she just quickly went to plan B. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's not about her being loyal. I mean, that's just how women work. And us guys, I mean, we work as if we're selfish a lot of times, and we don't appreciate what we have. And like I said, I get it. Like that stuff doesn't bother me at all. Like, look, if you're with somebody, if I'm with you and I'm not giving you the attention or whatever it is that you're supposed to get or that you feel you should get, and you're talking to somebody else, what am I gonna do? I know it happens. I'm not gonna get mad. Like I know I dropped the ball, right? I mean, that's just the way I feel anyway. You can't get mad at the player. You got to get mad at the game. And that's just how the game works. So if you want her to go ahead and deal with you while you're spiraling and you're depressed and anything that your life is miserable, even if she's with you, your life is still miserable enough to engage and indulge in such bad things and in such behaviors, then you're not really caring about anybody but yourself. You're just being selfish. You're playing a victim. Be a man. Grow up. Or a woman, grow up. Because I think you people that get caught up in the, if you leave me, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. You can read plenty of articles on that. That's nonsense. And I know people are thinking out there, man, it's not like that out there. I mean, listen, I mean, I'm not saying that's you in particular, but you'd be amazed if you just let your ears and let people talk the stories they have to say. It's quite fascinating that this stuff goes on. And that's just a concern of mine because you know when people get toxic and they're capable of hurting themselves, hurting you, and they're going to pull that card on you, what do you do? What can you do, right? Because the end result is going to be more than likely they're going to take your head off. They're going to take their own head off. And I know it's not going to be a happy ending for anybody that does that to my daughter. Yeah, that's the bad side of me, I guess. But you know, that'll never show the light, right? It's not like detectives will use this audio to figure that out, right? But yeah, going back to that, I don't know. It's a very weird thing, man. When I see these toxic situations and they hold the other person hostage and don't expect them to move on. If that was a regular couple, those celebrities, it would have been very hard because that guy would have been going down her door, would have been threatening the other guy, would have been, you know, whatever it is, would have beaten her up, would have shot her, would have shot himself, would have shot the dude. These things happen every day. And I think when you know you're in a toxic situation, when you're just drilling, you got to just disconnect, man. You got to go check yourself in the rehab. You got to do something for yourself because it's not that person's fault. They went ahead and invested in you, and you dropped the ball, and they moved on. And once they check out, man, it's hard to reel them back in. It really is. You know, they probably have some regret later on, you know, after the fact, after they've already. But once they jump over that fence to the other side, it's a wrap, in my opinion, anyway. It's a very tough conundrum you're in. But at the end, you have no one to blame but yourself. But that just lets you go or lets you understand why you got to get your house in order first and foremost. You can't go be with somebody where all the things inside your dome and your place are not together. If you have insecurity issues, if you have anger issues, if you have vices, if you have indulgences that are not healthy, get that stuff clear before you jump in with somebody because you can't put that responsibility on someone else. I know you want to grow with somebody. I know you want to be with somebody. I get that. But it's not that other person's responsibility to clean you up. It's not. It's your own. And I saw a Chris Rock saying, it's pretty fascinating. It's like, look, when you're stuck on the side of the road, no one helps you. Right? You dare stuck. I've never seen anybody get helped on the side of the road. But it's like, but you have somebody on the side of the road pushing their car. You'd be amazed at the help that they'll get all of a sudden because we incline as people to help those who help themselves. And I believe that. I believe that when you're helping yourself, then you'll have a support of people that will be there to help you because they're not trying to carry your cross. Not all together. They'll help you out here and there, right? But as far as you got to take responsibility for your ways, for how you do life and how you treat others and how you treat yourself. And I tell you, man, that's why I always go back to that vetting process for me. Like I've just seen too many examples of people finding stuff out after marriage, after a relationship, after moving on, after having kids. They realize, oh man, this person was a box of chocolates. You know, and that's kind of the way it goes. You know, you just gotta, you know, I don't do this because I'm pessimistic. I just do it because if you don't vet people enough, man, and you don't know what you're getting into, you run into a lot of issues like this celebrity where you, next thing you know, you're in a relationship where the guy has a drinking problem and then he's threatening you by holding you hostage. You know, you're the only reason I want to live and so on and so forth. Nah, dude. Get that stuff out of here. Go ahead and clean yourself first, and you'll be much better. Trust me.